Three wounded U.S. servicemen talked to reporters today at a hospital in Landstuhl, Germany. All were bandaged and two were wearing hospital gowns. Marine Lance Corporal Joshua Menard, a 21-year-old from Houston, was wounded in fighting near Al-Nasiriyah. He spoke by phone with NPR's Renee Montaigne.
Describe for us what the scene was, what the fight was, when you were shot there in Iraq.
Well, my unit, 2nd Battalion, 8th Marines, was the unit that took over the south bridge of Al-Nasiriyah, where the hospital was, where they received the chemical suits and weapons last Monday.
Where they found chemical weapons and chemical
suits
and weapons.
Where they found all the chemical stuff. We came into town on Sunday. I was told that the town was supposed to be pretty calm, little to no resistance. Well, we came within about 10 miles of town, and we heard mortars and artillery and everything going off. So we got into town, and we're receiving small arms fire, which is like AK-47s, heavy machine guns, which is like a 50-caliber machine gun. And somehow they got into the hospital and used it against us because we're not allowed to destroy hospitals. It's against our rules of engagement, and snuck in the hospital, and they flanked our defense to the right. They came in and started attacking us. I was up on the bridge with six other guys. We couldn't get to our guys. We couldn't leave our position. People were coming outside in regular civilian clothing with AK-47s shooting at us on the bridge. We returned fire. They started running in buildings. We were shooting in the buildings at them for about a minute whenever I got shot in the hand.
It sounds pretty scary to us civilians.
Yes, it is.
Was it to you?
Yes. Coming up to before, I was honestly scared. You don't know what's coming today, tomorrow, so you're scared. But when it really came down and it was hard, heavy fire, the adrenaline just kicks up in you so hard, like so high that you really don't know what goes on. Your training just kicks in. And when I got hit, I really didn't know it at first just because my adrenaline was so high. It just pumps through you.
Did you see the combatants? Did you see the fighters that shot you?
That shot me? Yes, I did. They were actually walking the streets earlier, right before it happened. They were in civilian clothing. So they were just in regular clothes, just kind of walking around. And then whenever the fighting went down, they came running out with AK-47 shooting. And then when we returned fire on them, they ran into the buildings.
If you didn't expect resistance, then how is morale, if you will, with your fellow Marines?
The morale was pretty good. We were tired. We were fed very well, so that was good. But just the lack of sleep was getting to some people because you'd get maybe, if you're lucky, 2 hours a night. So that was the only thing that kind of brought a few people down, but not really. I mean, everybody pretty much pulled together and kind of pumped everybody up and keep everybody going.
Marine Lance Corporal Joshua Menard, who was wounded in action in Iraq on Monday, he spoke with NPR's Renee Montaigne.